Hey guys, it's the very official first episode of the Random Friday show or video, and we have some guests here. One of them you've seen probably in our vlogs. We also did a podcast with him. Also a very close friend of ours. Bobby, introduce yourself.
It's me again, so I'm a recurring character, obviously, in these endeavors. But I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited about what type of question you have in sleeve.
Yes. It's a random question, we don't know the question.
No, so if you don't know, we dedicated a show or video every Friday that would either answer a question that you guys submit, or we just choose a topic and talk about it, something that's outside of the business, so you get to know us better, or the random person that is visiting us every other week.
Okay, very random. Thanks for that.
Anyway, I have a question for you. I know you quite well, and you're both quite productive individuals. I've worked with both of you. I still work with both of you, with Brian in the same company during the day and with Julian the rest of the time. So the question is this: how do you optimize your energy? And Bobby, why don't you start?
Okay.
It's a good question, man.
Question. Yeah, I mean, I have been thinking about this for a very long time. It's a very important question, actually. And people think you should optimize your time, but actually you do have enough time, even after your job is done. Like, if you work a typical 8-hour job, you still have like 4 hours or something before you go to bed. So, but the problem is that you don't have the energy, right?
Is the question, how do you optimize energy or time?
Well, how do you optimize your energy?
Yeah, energy I think is more interesting too, actually.
Ooh, nice effect. Nice. You guys keep talking, fix the background.
We'll be back. Fix the low issue, we're back, and Bojan is gonna continue talking, I guess.
Yeah, great, tech support for Marin. How do I optimize my energy? I would say I think sleep is the most important thing. I try to sleep 8 hours a day. I know some people claim that they sleep 6 and that's okay. I'm not one of those people. I have to sleep 8 hours a day, and also I'm very careful what I eat before that, before going to sleep, like most of the time, not always careful. I'm very careful with lights when I sleep, so I'm not looking at my smartphone before I sleep. I don't have it in bed. And if I have to be really perfect, I'm trying not to look at my laptop like for hours before that.
So I have a follow-up question to that, and I'll get back to you after that. So for you, what's the most important part of the day? Is it the morning or the evening? So which one do you pay more attention to?
That's a tricky one. It depends, to be honest. I think mornings are big. I'm more awake, more alert, but late mornings, I would say between 10 and 12. Just the time before lunch, because I do need some time to get started with stuff, and I feel I'm most productive at that time, because I do need to load some things in my brain. For example, in my job, I have to optimize, because I'm a developer, I have to put a lot of code in my memory as well. So I need time to look into it, I have to remember what I was doing yesterday. So I'm mostly productive between 10 and 12. There is a productivity dip when you eat. So that's why there's some discussion we had with Marin several days ago. It's about skipping lunches, because technically when you eat, your energy drops, because you do need to spend a lot of energy processing the food. So that's one hack you could do, I can imagine.
But really love the technical metaphor, by the way, with getting cold into your head. But Julian, how do you optimize for energy?
How I optimize for energy? Yeah, mornings, I guess the evening is important for the morning, so you're kind of setting up the evening for the day that follows. So I usually wake up pretty early. 5 days out of the week I do some kind of sports in the morning, so that kind of kickstarts my day. Cold showers,
yeah.
Let's say cold showers, yeah, and then so basically it's work, and after that the evenings. Yeah, just I go to bed pretty early. Another big thing, I guess, is that I'm kind of a routine person, so I kind of do the same things every day, which helps me, because I kind of have a rhythm of it. So if I'm traveling, there's a bit of, if I'm not in the rhythm, I feel that sometimes I waste more time or energy. So having a routine helps me. doing sports in the morning helps me. Going to bed before 10 helps me as well. Also try not to look at my mobile phone the last one hour, let's say, before I go to bed. I think that's it.
Cool. Okay, can you give me, Bobby, three techniques or tools that you use to optimize energy?
Okay, actually there is an app on the list, surprising. But let me think. Techniques.
Also tools. So if it's an app,
Okay, so for an app I use like a noise, white noise generator. And to be honest, I've tried many. And most of them are pretty bad because the sounds are obviously in a loop or not that interesting and not very realistic. So if you're going to listen to that for some time, you're going to start noticing it. So I found an app, it's called the Soft Murmur. You can find it on the Play Store. I'm going to say everything positive about this app because it's one of the, it's really improves my life quality because I travel a lot, and when I want to get some sleep in a place which is loud, I just turn it on and I have a mix of several different sounds which I like fire and crickets actually, or rain and thunderstorm, also very nice. So
nature
that really
sounds.
Helps. Nature sounds, exactly. That really helps. Another technique, I mean, I wouldn't call it a technique, but I just avoid light, right?
Mm.
Just be very careful with light.
Yeah.
I think people really underestimate, especially with modern day bathrooms which are very well lit, people love that. But if you go to the bathroom late at night and then you turn on the light, it just destroys your melatonin levels and you become awake for seconds. So
big
that's
science
a huge
from
one. Also, stimulants, alcohol and caffeine are very bad for sleep. You shouldn't drink coffee. So caffeine takes 10 hours to degrade, so it shouldn't definitely your last coffee of the day should be around 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. After this, you're going to start to feel it in the night. And alcohol, it might help you fall asleep, but your sleep is not going to be that good. So I think those three things are the big ones.
Three things, tools, techniques.
Go to bed before 10 o'clock, if possible. Sport in the morning. And avoid unnecessary meetings, discussions, people going out, stuff like that.
Cool stuff.
What about you?
Well, you both of you cover pretty much the same thing. We're very similar, as you know. Also going to bed early.
Yeah.
Also trying to have a deloading phase before sleep.
Yeah.
I do love the early mornings. That's for me my most productive like part of the day.
People can check your Instagram feed for that.
Yeah, like check out my Instagram feed or Snapchat for
see
stories.
How early does Marin wake up? Almost
question for you, how early does Marin wake up? I really like the quiet of the morning, so it's the perfect time for me to optimize all my thoughts and to actually kick out some really, really productive hours. Also food, eat as little as possible. For me, recently has turned out to be very, very beneficial for optimizing energy and focus, especially.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's time to say goodbye to you. Okay, question for you, the same one. How do you optimize for energy? Let us know in the comments. And if you think some of the things that we just shared with you could be useful to you or to other people, just share it with them. We would love to spread this knowledge to more people.
And suggestions.
Yeah.
And suggestions. Also, questions for us, submit them on our Facebook page or in the comments on YouTube.
For next show as well, question, topic, video.
Otherwise, we're going to do it ourselves again. And you have to listen to us.
Yeah, randomly.
Stay energetic.
Without Buyan. Bye, guys.
Bye.